You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. I'm Mike, she's Allie. He's Squid, he's Slim. Somewhere, Dylon is holding down the fort, playing this basic bumper music that he always does every single day on the way into the wake-up call. It is time for the wake-up call, 404-726-0929. Have you ever tried a weighted vest or a fitness fad? Would love to hear about it. I have a bunch of people already in my text messages and probably in the DMs talking about the weighted vest that I did buy yesterday. It'll be here tomorrow. I'm not usually that guy. Also, who are you rooting for in NFL training camps? Are you rooting for Stetson Bennett? Are you rooting for Shedeur Sanders? Do you think Easton Stick deserves a shot to stick around? Doesn't have to be just Falcons related. Who are you rooting for in these NFL training camps? Maybe they're a vet, maybe they're not. Call us 404-726-0929 or hit us up on the X at 929 Morning Shift. Do have a bunch of calls, but I was made aware of a situation a minute ago that I have to get the story on. Allie said that Bo promised to do an impression of me on the show today. Mm-hmm. I'm just curious why. Like, what happened? What meat-headed comment was thrown out there to where Bo was like, oh, I'm going to do my impression of Mike?
No, hold on, hold on. Whoa.
Feel targeted, man.
Whoa, hold on a second.
What did I do?
First off, you're coming at me all wrong. I didn't say I'll do an impression. I was asked to do an impression of you because Brian.
By Allie? Allie, you asked him to do an impression of me?
I did not ask him.
Can I finish the story?
I guess so. I'm feeling just. Yeah, I'm in a weird headspace right
Brian
now.
Brian Baldinger tweeted out footage, tape of Will Campbell, first round pick from LSU. With the T-Rex arms, apparently, according to Combine. And the guy who I remember who was a big fan of Will Campbell coming out?
Yeah.
Me.
Yeah.
And so and Will Campbell had a really good night. Baldinger's tweet was, Will Campbell, like, he was having a blast last night, thoroughly irritating the Commanders every chance he could get. And that was one of his Baldinger's breakdowns.
Yeah, I saw the tape.
Yeah, I tweeted you and Allie in the show account and said, I quoted Baldy's tweet and said, this will have at MP Johnson 79 feeling all funny.
Uh-huh. Oh, it did.
And
not the Will Campbell part, but yeah.
And so I can't remember who it was when I was like, I need you. What's an impression of Mike about, like, you know, watching this?
Oh yeah.
And I was like,
I don't know if we can air that.
And I don't. And I'm kind of on the spot here because it's. I was like, I'll try to do one, but then I forgot about it, and it's like, I mean, I could read you, or I could do an impression of you reading Baldy's tweet, which would be like, because you're going to be like, how it would do. Or I could just kind of do my impression of you watching it.
It would sound like a romance scene.
I mean,
just tell you.
Romance scene. It's going to sound like something from The Hunting Wives, like some just raunchy TV.
Hey, Will Campbell, and I'll say this, Will Campbell was not the star of that video, man. It was Jared Wilson's playing left guard in that video. He was the star of that video. Baldy missed it.
Couple of SEC.
Baldy missed it. And I tweeted and I said, he is a dog. Like, D-O-G. And, of course, Rusty was like, no, he's a dog. D-A-W-G.
You know,
I was like,
Mike,
come on,
is serious about something when his eyes get wide.
Dude. Man. That was – Jared Wilson in that video is the star of that video.
Well,
some of the double teams. Man, he was – God, he looked good.
I'll just do this. Mike is standing up right now.
Okay.
I am watching this film right now. If he was watching the film that I'm watching, he'd be sitting down.
Okay.
Okay.
Because you wouldn't want to be standing up.
Wow.
Okay.
Wow.
Well, that right. got interesting.
Hey, Dylan, we got full phone lines. Let's just go ahead and play the wake-up call music. Well done, my friend. 404-726-0929. It is time for the wake-up call. And first on the line, Dylan, we've got James from College Park, our buddy James. What's going on, boss? Hope you're having a good morning so far.
Hey, good morning, everybody. This is my first time calling since the switch, so I just want to say good morning. Welcome to the team, Miss Allie. First and foremost, I've been watching, of course, Pierce and and Walker. I've been trying to see what they're going to do. And secondly, I just want to say I have never worn a weighted vest, but I used to do security, so I wore a bulletproof vest for hours at a time. I guess somewhat similar. I'm not sure. And lastly, I want
are
to say,
heavy?
Yeah, how heavy are those?
Oh, those are heavy, because after you finish one of those, once you get off of work 4 or 5 hours and you sit down, you know how you feel it? Your shoulders burning. Oh, yeah, they're probably about, no, I'm not a big guy. They're about 25, 30 pounds, give or take.
Wow.
But lastly, I just want to let Miss Allie know that this is a very strong nation's presence. Squid Billy Nathan, welcome to the team.
Golly.
Let's go.
Cut the man off.
Let's go.
Cut the man off.
Now let him talk more.
Into that conversation.
Give him his own segment.
No, Jalen Walker and James Pierce obviously being on the field on Friday, mixed results. Neither one of them got home, but I thought the front seven as a whole played pretty well against the Lions.
They didn't get home, but I also didn't think they looked overmatched at any point.
No.
I also didn't. Nope. I thought that they both got extra attention, and there was little things that they did that, to me, just was awesome to see. Like I talked about earlier, the run play where Jalen Walker – you know, it looks like Reynolds is going to bust it outside, and Walker's on the edge. He pokes
ducks his
head and his shoulder out there. Reynolds sees it, stops, cuts back inside, and it's a difference in a 4 to 5 yard gain to me and a 10 to 15 yard gain, maybe even more. And that's a little play that he didn't even make that he actually made that they're going to see on film and say, that's it.
Yeah.
That's good.
Dylan, let's go back to the phone lines. Let's see if we can get a bunch of these in. Let's go to Walt in Atlanta. Walt, I hope you're having a good rainy Monday morning, my friend. Okay, Walt dropped, so we're going to move on to the next one. Hey, let's go to Kevin in Decula, Dylan. Kevin, I hope you're having a good Monday morning, buddy.
Man, I am having a good Monday morning. It is sporadically raining.
What you got for us?
Hey, man.
It is.
Okay, so first of all, I think I have a built-in vest in the form of my stomach.
Same. Same.
So I don't need to add weight to that. I think when I walk around, I'm like, hey, man, I'm good. You know, like I'm carrying that weight.
You're like, hey, why don't you just start with walking, much less with a weighted vest? Why don't you just start with a hill?
Man, and you know what? You know, is there anything better than Allie's laugh? Man, you know, I just love it when you laugh.
Yeah.
So, okay, so.
I do, too.
I want to. Oh man, it's just so great. And congratulations on being married to such a great guy.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Wow. Is this like did Grant call in?
Yeah. It's right. It's the Love Alley show. Hey man, give me my own segment, right?
Yeah.
Yes, no, please. So, you're the first member of Allie's Army.
There we go.
Allie's Army. I love it. Yeah, man. Yeah. Fan show. Anyway, hey, I did want to weigh in on when you said, you know, who are you rooting for?
Okay.
And, you know, I'm from Oklahoma, man. I'm Boomer Sooner, you know, and all that.
All right.
So, but I've transplanted here to Atlanta and been here for like 15 years and I've slowly become a fan of the team. And I'm a defensive coordinator, a high school defensive coordinator up in Gwinnett. And you know who I love is Michael Penix.
Ooh.
That man,
yeah.
I really think he is the show. I think he's going to stun people this year.
I hope you're right, man. And I do appreciate the phone call. And Allie appreciates the support as well.
I do.
A good laugh. I'll give you that. Hey, Dylan, let's go back to the phone lines. Let's try to get a couple more in here. Let's go to Wesley. He says he's on his way to Kennesaw. Wesley, where are you headed this morning, boss?
I'm heading to my office.
There you go.
I used to work with Allie Mack and Greg.
Oh, snap. That's a fun fact.
Yes, this is me. How you doing?
Right.
I'm good. How are you doing? It's good to hear from you, man.
I'm great.
Wow.
Going back to the Monday morning meeting. So
there you go. Make sure you got to get there by 8:30, man.
Yeah. I'll be there in about 5 minutes. So. Yeah. So, that's a fun fact for me. I do have a weighted vest. I don't wear it as much as I used to. I did CrossFit for a while, so we did Murph. I highly not recommend doing it in Murph. It is very taxing on your chest. I think the hardest thing with the whole weighted vest is getting used to the breathing part with a weight on your vest.
But
if you really do like it, I recommend the Tactics 511 vest. They have the best one on the market. It's kind of it is kind of pricey though.
Anyways, hey, good luck with your meeting there.
Yeah, good luck. Get there. You got to get there on time,
Appreciate the phone call, man. I know how that rolls. I have a couple of people that have been texting me too. Andy Bunker says that he got rid of a little bit of back pain with Pilates and jumping rope.
Andy Bunker does Pilates?
I know. And I was like, look, dude, I don't know if you've seen me or not, but I'm not really a jump roper. You know what I mean? So that's not going to be a thing for me. My feet cannot take that. But he says he's done a lot. And some kettlebell workout.
I'm going to have to talk to him about this. I can't picture him on a reformer, but this is why I have to have a conversation with him.
Oh, look, this tactical style one, you can add weights to it. That's what you like you can make it. Maybe that's just a tactical vest, actually. I don't know.
Yeah. I was talking to another buddy of mine who's a strength coach, at least in a former life, and he was like, you know what? My pride would probably never allow me to be a part of a fitness fad, but it's a great concept to increase the metabolic burn with walking, especially for the populations that can't handle running due to injury risk. So thanks to JB for that one. No, it's that's what I'm looking for, man, and that's all I'm trying. I don't have any pride left anymore when it comes to fitness fads. If it works, it works, man. You know what I mean?
I mean, it seems like you're getting a lot of positive response. I'll try anything. Like, I've done, you know, the Pure Bar, the Flywheel, all the different things that gets trendy for the moment. The weighted vest is the one I'm a holdout on.
To me, health is just a moving target. You know what I mean? You don't want to ever just get – like, that's why people fall off of, health regimens, because it just gets boring. You might as well be a moving target. You know what I mean? Class pass or one of those things. So we'll see what happens. Pass. I'll keep you all posted.
All right. Keep us posted on that. This hour is brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. Coming up, former QB turned analyst Dave Archer will join –
Analyst will
join the morning shift. We'll do it. We'll get it one day.
So bad at this.
We'll get it one day. He's going to join the morning shift to go over everything that went down Friday night. That is next with us, the morning shift, live from Falcons training camp on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the
Odyssey app.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
be an artist,
be an actress,
to visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes, and I'll find a way.
I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. It's the morning shift live from Flowery Branch, Atlanta Falcons training camp. The gates are open, and although it is wet outside, the fans are now pouring in, and I do see players out on the field. I do see the yard markers. I do see the Jumbotron TV screens set up, so it does look like the team will be out on the field today for another wet practice. My name is Mike. That's Allie. That's Bo, and now on the phone is Dave Archer, the color analyst for the Atlanta Falcons Radio Network. And Arch, I hope you're having a good morning. I don't want to go too far into this without talking about the end of the game the other day and the craziness that was Maurice Norris and him getting carted off. I had never seen anything like the end of that game, and you guys kind of echoed that sentiment from the booth.
Yeah, it was difficult, Mike. You and I haven't been out there and seen guys get hurt in games, and obviously there's a degree. We've seen different degrees of seriousness and injuries, whether it's, you know, a guy tears his knee up or, you know, some dislocations that are pretty horrifying and things like that. But when you start seeing some of this stuff that we've seen over the last couple seasons, where guys potentially are in trouble from a life standpoint, which is kind of what this one felt like, you know, and then you really, you know, you begin to really dig deep as to, you know, what you're doing and what means a lot to you and all that kind of stuff. And certainly we're glad that the young man from Detroit is okay. From what I understand, he was at the Lions facility yesterday. And so he's on the mend, which sounds great. But yeah, just a horrifying situation. And then how the teams decided to handle it was interesting. A little surprised that the league didn't get involved earlier than they did. It seemed like that, you know, Dan Campbell and Raheem Morris had to kind of take measures themselves to say, hey, we're not going to play this thing anymore. And ultimately it sounds like the league realize, you know what, we need to shut this down. This is dumb for them just to stand there and hold the ball and let the clock run out. So let's step in and do the right thing. So I give the two coaches and both teams credit for handling it the right way for that situation. And it was a weird one, no question, Mike.
Yeah, Dave, it's interesting you say that it took the NFL a moment to suspend that game, because I kind of thought the same thing as I was watching the game. We are joined by former Falcons QB and now analyst for the Falcons Radio Network, Dave Archer. Before the injury, before everything came to a halt on Friday, Dave, there was football played. What were your takeaways? Who was your breakout player from Friday night?
Yeah, I thought there were a number, Allie. Really, I was looking, and that's what you do in these situations. Obviously, you want to play well as a team. You know, you want to, and I thought defensively as a team, you know, we took the ball away, limited their, we got after the quarterback. I think we had three sacks in the game. So there was some of the stuff you were expecting to see from Jeff Ulbrich's defense from a schematic standpoint, where you're just creating havoc for the quarterback. I thought that happened early on. I thought that you had Hendon Hooker kind of scrambling around trying to find space to stand and throw the football, and you took the football away. But for guys that stepped up for me, DeMarco Helms, I thought made an impact early on in the game. He had two big hits. I thought the personal foul penalty they threw on DeMarco Helms was ridiculous. I thought it was a clean football play, used his shoulder. There was no head and neck area shot. He hit him and hit the defender, the player in the chest. He caught the football. I just thought it was a big-time hard hit. And he dealt out a couple more throughout the game. And I thought that was kind of that's something that the defense wants to have as a signature. They want to be a hard-hitting, attacking-style defense. And DeMarco Helms embodied that. I was looking for some guys to step up in that inside linebacker room, and I thought Josh Woods did that. You know, we've got Troy Anderson down J.D. Bertrand, it's kind of fuzzy as to what's going on with him. I know he's had some concussion issues and things of that nature. He has not been able to be on the field. And so there's an opportunity there from a linebacker standpoint. Josh Woods is a phenomenal special teams player, but where else can you help us? Can you help us as an inside linebacker if you need to? And I thought he was excellent in the game. Had 7 tackles, and he led the team in tackles. I thought he did an excellent job. Those are two guys that stuck out for me on the offensive side of the football, or on the defensive side of the football. On the offensive side, you're looking for a couple wide receivers to step up. I thought that, you know, Drummond did a good job of taking advantage of his opportunities. He led us in receiving. I thought he was really good at understanding where he needed to be. He obviously had a very good chemistry with Easton Stick. They practice a lot together. They're on the field a lot together. So Drummond was excellent. Now that Chris Blair, when he needed to, stepped up big. This is a guy that has been a part of this team for a while and has gotten a chance to play a little bit. And I think this is a big year for him because there are young guys coming up that might be sliding into that spot that maybe they're looking for somebody else to develop. And I thought Chris Blair stepped up when they needed to as well.
Yeah, a lot of guys. Dave Archer joins us, color analyst for Atlanta Falcons Radio Network, former Falcons quarterback. There's a lot of guys I want to talk about defensively, Arch, but we have to ask you about the two young edge players they drafted in the first round, Jalen Walker and James Pierce Jr., and what you saw from those two guys. Looked like they got a lot of attention from Detroit's offensive line.
Well, I think that anytime you got two guys that are going to rush the passer, you know, you got to pay attention to them. And obviously, coming into the game, those two guys are big name guys because they were first round draft picks. I thought they did a nice job. Did they do anything special? I don't know that I saw anything special from either one of them. I thought that Pierce created some problems. He got up the field real hard a couple of times. I thought he was a reason why Ebikadi was able to get in and get a sack because Pierce had cut off the ability of the quarterback to bounce to the left side, and so he was trying to slide up in the pocket. Ebikadi got a big hit on the quarterback and got the ball out. So I thought that I would give him an assist there. Now he won't get an assist, obviously, statistically, but I thought his being in the right position pass rush-wise. Jalen Walker, I thought, did a decent job against the run game. You had mentioned something in the game that you saw where he played the leverage properly, kept the outside shoulder free, did some good stuff in that regard. So I think both of them, from a technique standpoint and how you play the defense, I think Jeff Ulbrich will be pleased with how they handle themselves from a technique standpoint. There wasn't anything that jumped off the page. I would lean towards other guys that probably stepped up. Khalid Kareem, I thought, was active as a defensive end. I thought he did a good job. I thought TQ Graham and Brandon Dorlus put their foot forward as interior defensive linemen, trying to get themselves on the roster and be a factor and be a part of the rotation. Those are guys I'd point to.
Arch, visiting with Dave Archer of the Atlanta Falcons Radio Network. Arch, I'm curious to get your thoughts on the wide receiver competition. And I think we've seen a lot of Casey Washington over the last couple of weeks with Darnell Mooney's injury. He didn't get a ton of snaps. I think we counted 12, 13, something like that. But, man, Dylan Drummond, Chris Blair, David Sills, this wide receiver is at the back end of this depth chart. All seem to be having really good camps, and they're aided by playing with guys like Kirk Cousins and Easton Stick, who are, you know, veterans in this league. But, man, I thought they were a lot of fun to watch Friday night.
Yeah, I thought it was good, Mike, to see them play within the offense. Obviously, if the ball comes your direction, sometimes it doesn't in preseason games. And so you think, well, he's not catching any balls, so he's not getting his job done. But I thought that their ability to run the routes, to be in the right position for the quarterbacks to be able to trust what they're going to be able to do and what they're doing. I thought both those guys stepped up big time. Certainly, if you had Nick Nash and you said David Sills in the game. Sills makes a catch early in the game that a veteran player will make, or a guy that understands how to play the decision makes. Sticks in trouble. The things are deteriorating around him. He's on about his third read. Sills is running an over route from left to right, and Stick trusts him and throws the ball to him in man coverage. And what Sills does is he attacks the football. I say that in on the broadcast, and I wonder if people understand what I'm talking about. But that's, you got to go get it, and because the defender can undercut him at that point because he was late getting the ball to Sills was Stick. And so Sills has got to lose ground towards the quarterback to attack the football so the defender can't undercut and pick it off. And those are things that endear yourself to a quarterback. If you know you put a guy up the bat and he's going to take carry and go get the football, outstanding job. And I thought that the touchdown throw, a really good throw from Easton Stick, but it was really set up by Blair's route. He's got bump and run coverage, and he's able to beat the jam, and then he stacks the corner, meaning he gets the corner on his behind him as opposed to running side by side, which gives Stick that easy throw up the stem, down the field, so he can just run and throw it to him as opposed to having a back shoulder or high pointing. He's able to take him down the field to throw. Little technique things like that that guys are doing to help the quarterback and make it easier for the quarterback are big time.
Hey, Archie, did you get a chance to watch Justin Rose and J.J. Spahn go at it in that four-hole playoff yesterday?
I did, yeah. That was cool to see. That was a heck of a tournament. I mean, to know that Scottie Scheffler was right there, and, it's crazy that these guys – I love Rose because Rose is one of those guys, kind of an unsung guy. It seems like he's always on the short end of the stick, and obviously came up short at the Masters just barely. I'm a big fan of his, so it was pretty cool. J.J. Spahn's had an incredible year this year, winning the U.S. Open. So it's fun to see these guys go head to head. I love the playoff deal. We got a couple more coming up before we get to East Lake for the championship.
Well, Arch, it looks like we're going to have a rainy day out here in Fiery Branch, and obviously going to welcome the Titans to town tomorrow. So look forward to catching up with you out here, and hope you can stay dry for the rest of the day.
That's the goal for all of us now. This will be a good practice. They'll get their feet back under them today after having a couple of days off, and then welcome Tennessee in. I think it'll be a lot of fun to see these joint practices. Let's just hope, Mike, I've got my fingers crossed that, we can get out of these without any injuries and things, because there's a number of teams that guys are going down in these joint practices. It's a little scary, but, we got to get better somehow.
Yeah. All right. That's Dave Archer, Falcons color analyst for the Atlanta Falcons Radio Network. Dave, we'll talk soon, buddy. Thanks.
Sounds good. Thanks, man.
All right. Thanks, Dave. Thanks, Arch, for joining us this morning. Coming up, we've got our final takeaways from the first preseason game. Also, what we're looking forward to at this rainy training camp practice we've got going on today. Plus, we've got a life of squid.
Our pay-per-view events coming to an end. I got a breaking news story that is wild to think about. Next on the Morning Shift, Sports Radio 99 The Game and
the Odyssey app.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. It's the morning shift live from Falcons training camp in Flowery Branch. I'm Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan here. This hour has been brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to MarkSpain.com. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. We've got a Life of Squid coming up momentarily. Got to hit anything we missed from Friday's game, but I do have a conundrum. I'm curious because I call my dad Daddy Mack, obviously plays off the name, but if you're Squid Billy, what do you call your father?
Senior Billy.
Senior Billy?
Well, remember, Squid Billy was, I mean, that was an adult nickname given to me by Mike Bell. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, just normal dad stuff. I mean, you'll make fun of the way I call it because it's funny. We've always, like, it's very country.
You say Diddy?
Yeah.
Yeah, I knew it.
Yeah. What?
Yeah, very country.
Is that real?
Country boys call their dad Diddies.
Yeah. Very country, yeah. And now, granted,
wow,
I blame
man, I did not see that one.
Hold
coming.
On.
I've never heard that before.
Now, remember, I have an older sister, so I can blame everything on her.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, I don't know. That's just what she called it, so that's what I thought that was his name.
I mean,
yeah.
I do, too.
Call him Diddy.
That's Diddy.
Diddy.
Yeah, and I did not see that. Good.
It's
good investigative journalism by Allie right there.
The A is there, but it almost sounds like an E.
Yeah. Well, I mean, what's going on with them lately? Is your parents doing good?
But, yeah, speaking of which, Allie brings that up because I just told you off the air that yesterday was my dad's
birthday. You didn't even hear me. I go, what's going on with them? They doing good?
Well, here's the problem.
I set him up perfectly,
here's the
man.
Problem. If I'm standing in front of you and you tell me to look slightly to the right, I will go all the way, almost like a 180. I won't come back 360. I'll get stopped halfway through it. Yeah, my dad's birthday was yesterday, actually. And today, believe it or not, my dad was like, I will share my birthday with my wife because the next day we'll do anniversary. So my parents' 52nd wedding anniversary is today.
Wow.
That's crazy.
And
man.
So they
52 years.
Yeah. So happy birthday and happy anniversary. Well, they'll just tell you, my mom will tell you how great they are, how
yeah.
great she is, and that's the secret. Find someone as great as her.
There you
I would
go.
Be curious to yeah, say, if, see if she said, go to bed mad. You'll forget about it by the time the morning comes around.
No, you know, it's funny because when I was younger, I remember my parents, but I don't remember them squabbling with the older I got.
Yeah, I think that happens for most people. Dude, and the reason is because kids are stressful. You know what I mean? Like, there's a lot of stressors in your life when your kids are young. The older they get and the more you can reason with them, the more you're like, yeah, I'm in a good place.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I'm doing okay. I actually like this person again.
So, happy birthday, happy anniversary.
Happy birthday, Diddy, and happy anniversary.
I'm pretty sure my parents got married the day after Thanksgiving, now that you bring that up. Theirs is November 25th.
You know, that is brilliant. We got married a couple days before Thanksgiving, and it was perfect because then that Thanksgiving we didn't have to go to either one of the parties.
Yeah,
we didn't have to choose. Like,
wow.
Who got to
yeah,
marry a couple first? We went on our honeymoon.
Skip
Thanksgiving altogether.
That is cool. You know, what's funny is I've always thought, man, why would you get married around a holiday? But then, I mean, we got married the day after Cinco de Mayo, so I guess we kind of got married on a – I mean, it's a,
yeah.
it's a made-up U.S. holiday, but it's not even their Independence Day.
Allie's birthday obviously being May 4th, Star Wars Day. I had friends that got married on Star Wars Day
yeah.
until like a month before the wedding, did not know that that was a thing. And everybody showed up. You know, everybody started saying, hey, man, May the 4th be with you. And they're like, whoa. What does that even mean?
Dude, what?
Yeah.
I was like, dude, y'all are in for a surprise.
What if you had showed up and it was like a Star Wars themed wedding?
Yeah.
And they'd done it on purpose.
They had a Cinco de Mayo themed wedding because of the day after. But yeah. And actually, the Kentucky Derby was the day after as well, so which was a lot of fun.
So one of the things I was so fearful of when we were putting together our wedding, obviously, my husband's a big Star Wars fan. So that's why I feel when he found out my birthday was May 4th, he was like, that's my dream girl. When I was looking up ways to, you know, do the – when you walk out and everyone's celebrating you with sparklers or
yeah,
something I had
yeah.
seen. So I came across a picture of lightsabers. I was like, dear Lord,
yes.
please don't let anyone show this to my husband
yes.
before the
oh,
wedding.
Oh, you didn't do it?
No.
You should have done that for him.
No.
Oh, man. I thought for sure you were going to say, so
no,
I bought
no,
an
no.
80-pack of lightsabers.
We had enough, like, baseball stuff going on within the wedding.
Oh,
we catered. We catered to
what
his
What a
likings.
Missed opportunity.
No.
Yeah.
No.
You know,
no.
You know what's crazy is I don't think I've ever seen a longer let me congratulate you line than at her wedding.
Really?
Because
the microphone line was extended.
Because we were gonna like get up and like I was like, I'll just wait till the line to die down. And
it did not.
It didn't die down, and I was like, dude,
just kept coming.
I was like, this is that was the first week. That was the weekend of the first brown grass.
So they did that at your wedding? We did ours the night before. All the people spoke the night before at ours.
Well, no, I'm just talking about, like, just going to the actual line, like, just to walk up and say hey to them.
Yeah.
Like, at the table, it was ridiculously
long. Oh, I thought you meant with the microphone.
No.
I see what you're saying. Anyways.
All right. Well, we should probably talk about some football or something. We are out at Atlanta Falcons training camp. We got to talk about sports. So we've been talking about Friday night's game. Obviously, it concluded after the injury to Maurice Norris. I am curious, Mike, Bo, I want to get your thoughts on this. Would practice today be any different after that? Would they take it a little bit easier, run things a little bit differently today, especially with the weather going on as well?
It's a really good question, and Mike and I have been kind of debating this on and off the air along with you. I'm going to say no, and let me tell you why. They had an off day Saturday, then an off day Sunday. I think today will be a practice very similar to the way we saw yesterday. Last Monday, excuse me. I think tomorrow will be very similar, even though you'll be going against the Titans, and you tell me what you think, Mike, because you've went through these.
Yeah.
But I think it'll be a lot like we saw Tuesday's practice. It was an indoor where they're doing some individual stuff. They're doing, you know, the 11-on-11 stuff, but it's not quite what it is. And then I think Wednesday will be a full scrimmage between the two teams.
I was thinking the reverse. I was thinking maybe you go a little bit lighter day. And let's just tell the people out there, they've put in some full days out here. There have not been many, like, oh, we're going to go in the soft shells and go out there for an hour and a half. Like, no, they've been going at it for 2+ hours every single time mm-hmm. we've been out here. So I'd be curious to see the length of practice today. I would think tomorrow, usually when you're that many days, when you're, 2 days removed from the actual game, I think tomorrow is when they'll really get after it. I think they'll taper off a little bit on Tuesday. Maybe they'll just wear shoulder pads and helmets on Tuesday. Maybe they'll go full pads. I don't know. But, and then I think, obviously, it'll tailor off after that. But I would think tomorrow will be the big, big day for them.
I got multiple questions off of your answer. First off, do you think the long practices are a product of the fact that there are no more two-a-days and that kind of stuff, and it's kind of like that's where you're at these days? Like,
I do. I do.
And then the counter I would say is to me, part of the reason why you don't see team – these practices where they're joint practices are so much more of a regular thing, I feel like, than ever. And I know we've done it multiple years in a row. That, I feel like, takes away the preseason need for starters.
Yeah,
like,
I mean,
for like at least for this week, like if you see Michael Penix, I think the game you might see him now would be game 3 in Dallas, because I think you're going to see everything you want, because you're going to do some type of scrimmage at one point during this week with Tennessee when they get here Tuesday.
Yeah, I don't know. We did at least one combined practice every year. We did, actually, I think my rookie year we did the Patriots and the Jags. Mm-hmm. If I'm not mistaken, because I still remember Jack Del Rio running around here in his khaki shorts with no shirt on doing laps on the field afterwards. It was weird. It was really, really weird. And then I think, look, we did a Texans crossover. We did the Titans in Dalton, Georgia. And I think we hosted the Titans 1 year as well. We hosted the Bengals. I'm trying to go back through all the teams we did host, and maybe that was it.
Hey.
But, man, there was always at least one every year, and we still add a little bit of two-a-day, like where you did the walk-through in the morning or the jog-through, whatever it is, and then came out in the afternoon.
Didn't y'all go to Houston in 14?
Went to Houston. Yep, went to Houston.
Yeah.
J.J. Watt, that was not fun. It was not a good trip. That was not fun. He was ready to go.
Did you?
He might as well have had eye black on. It was weird.
How did you go against him?
Oh, yeah.
I don't want to put you on the spot, but I mean,
No.
Just tell me how it was like.
I think
I
probably had, let's call it, we did a 2-minute drill. I fared okay on most of them. He definitely removed me from the situation multiple times.
I think that's the thing.
I'd say
that,
probably 5 reps. I think I called it, you know, neutral on 3 of them. He probably got me twice.
I think the thing that people don't understand, they know you guys are strong. They know you guys can move. But the thing, like me and Pollock, when I worked with David Pollock, and this was skinnier Pollock, is we I was like, all right, let's like do a fake rep. Just don't hurt me, right?
Right.
And one time he did put me through a wall at the studio, but that's another story.
I wish I had video of that.
But when he grabbed me, like, yeah. I've gotten in tussles. You've been grabbed before. That was a different type of being grabbed. I mean, it just the grip. I was like, dude, your hands are like vice grips.
Yeah.
Like, I felt like that scene in Casino where he's torturing the guy with a vice.
Yeah,
I mean,
you got to think of it, man. The forearm grip, especially for a position like that, they do that every single day, 20, 30 times a day. So it's just one of those things where after repetition, all of a sudden you start getting that pounds per square inch in those grips. And it goes through the roof.
Yeah, I mean, that's being grabbed like a whole different way.
I do have to say, my parents, you know how sometimes you say things on air and you just take a chance that it's right?
Mm-hmm.
I was one day off their anniversary. My mom and dad both just texted me like, you're wrong about our anniversary. And it's been almost 44 years for them as
wow.
well.
Wow. Congratulations.
Yeah, it's been almost 44. But yeah, it was the day after Thanksgiving, but I had the date wrong. It was the 26th instead of 25th.
So. How long
Sorry about that, mom and dad.
How long have your parents been married?
They've been married. We had their 40th anniversary. Let me do some math. Like, 5 years ago. Let's call it 45. Let's call it 45, 46 years. They're going to text me now.
Yeah.
Mine are the leaders in the clubhouse. Let's go, Dylan.
Everything's a contest with this guy.
You have literally nothing to do with it.
I might not have anything to do with it, but at least I know I'm not the reason that they broke up.
You're like a sneaky meathead. Like, you don't normally look at people like Bo and think he's a meathead, but he's got meathead tendencies, man.
Oh,
everything's
I do.
Like a,
I do.
Everything's a measuring stick.
Have you ever noticed that I always clash with meatheads? Like, I'm always like...
Yeah, that's a good point.
There's a reason.
I thought it was just that they're always taller than you, but yeah, now that I come to think of it, meathead be meathead. Yeah.
Just a 5'8" and a half version.
Yeah.
All right. I told you guys that my tease for this segment was... That is pay-per-view events dying as we know it.
Right.
And remember, also got the number wrong. I said it was way more than it is. Remember the WWE last week decided they're going to go to ESPN, and the caveat that didn't get reported was that all their pay-per-view events been on ESPN. But if you have ESPN through your cable provider,
mm-hmm.
you get those pay-per-views. No charge.
Wow.
Okay. So, or you can also just get ESPN for the $30 a month they're going to charge for the
direct to consumer.
Yeah. The DTC, as they call it, I guess, direct to consumer. Then you get that as well. Well, what if I told you that breaking news this morning, Joe Pampalone reported, he's a fight kind of reporter and stuff. The UFC has agreed to a 7-year, $7.7 billion. Dollar exclusive U.S. media rights deal with Paramount. So all the UFC events will stream on Paramount Plus,
mm-hmm.
with select events also airing on CBS. And Paramount Plus won't charge viewers any additional fees, effectively eliminating the UFC pay-per-view deal.
Wow.
Now, one of you, I think it was you, Ali, asked me, well, I thought they were on ESPN. Maybe it was you, Mike. I don't know.
I was mistaken there for the WWE deal a week ago.
Well, no, but you're not wrong. They have been on ESPN.
Okay.
But it's still been a pay-per-view model.
Right.
You just had to pay ESPN the
ESPN
$70,
plus.
$100, or whatever it was to buy that fight. But you had to do it through ESPN. But moving forward, and this is really good news, I think, because it's going to allow – I'm able to get back now into UFC because I'm just not paying $99 for the HD version of a fight and a card that's really got one to two fights I want to see on it. They have so many these days that you don't get the super cards quite like you used to. So I think this is great news for UFC fans, and I think, once again, Dana White and the powers that be at the UFC are continuing to stay ahead of the game.
That's awesome, man. And look, it just feels like every time that we even talk about something with television rights that I'm thinking, okay, I'm going to pay more money. It sounds like I'm not going to be forced to right now because I already have the ESPN Plus. I pay all mine annually. I don't pay them by the month because I'm like, yeah, I'm just going to plug my nose and do this thing for the whole year so I don't have to think about it. And also gives me more time to cancel it if I don't want it anymore.
I feel like it does kind of kill the community aspect of it because I had a buddy that would always go to bars to watch the pay-per-view event,
yeah.
any pay-per-view event.
Yeah.
And that's just not going to be a thing anymore. Yeah. You don't have to
Buffalo
do that.
Buffalo Wild Wings is they're struggling. They're like, no.
I think that people will still do it. I just think that it used to be back in the day, Ali, where you would get in there like 4 hours before the fight
yeah.
started just to get a seat. I think people will still do it. I just think it kind of puts less, you know, you
demand.
Can also chill. Yeah, yeah, which I don't know. It depends. Some people just want to get out and drink and have a good time.
Yeah. Well, we got to get out to practice today. So that's going to do it for us. For Mike, Bo, Dylan, Slim, and myself, Allie Mack, thank you for being here today. The Steakhouse is coming up next, live from Flowery Branch on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. And don't forget to
stay dry, Atlanta.
Good call.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.